Yeah, I'm going to have to make you start submitting songs if you keep this up.
Gary. It's simply thematic.
Red roses.
We are talking roses. It's January. Have we missed? When is the Mace Rose event? I should have looked that up.
At the Mesa Rose Society at the big Mesa Rose Garden and all that. Usually they have things going on all through the months of January and February. If you want to help volunteer prune their roses, they have a big auction, which probably is in the next week or two. I am a little out of the loop on that, but haven't seen that come up yet. So we need Ryan Rieger, if he's listening, to text us or call us in and see when their big event is. But there's generally lots of rose clinics and seminars. You know, Berridge Nurseries in Phoenix will have several. Almost all the nurseries, I know Relito in Tucson has them, where you can go and somebody will be there to demonstrate how to prune roses. Anymore with the internet, with YouTube, with those sort of things, you can go on there and see how to do it. But it is pretty critical that this time of year you just kind of sacrifice the, enjoy the last of the blooms, cut them off, bring them in the house, they'll last a week or two, cut them back. The other thing you want to do, as soon as they start to regenerate new growth, you see new growth coming on, start fertilizing them. Roses are pretty heavy feeders. They like to be fed pretty consistently. There are all kinds of rose food products. We obviously recommend using the Farm's Choice organic fertilizers on them. They also make a great pre-plant product for the new roses, because as it is time to prune roses, this is also a great time to be planting new roses. Rose bushes don't last forever, although you can, if you prune them properly, they will last a long time.
And the longest living one, as I understand, is in Tombstone, Arizona. It's 140 something.
It's old. I know that. I don't know if it's the longest in the whole world or whatever, but it is a, you know, it is a rose banksia, a vining type rose. It is a rose bush. But a little different type of rose bush than we plant in most of our yards, although rose banksia is a great wall covering or vine. If you want to use that for that kind of screening or covering a wall, it does a great job. But so planting new roses, this is when all the new varieties have come out, the new introductions for the year, the All-American Award winners. The selection, if you're looking for great selection, is usually the best from about now till March. And that just happens to be probably the best time to plant them as well. And typically anymore, most rose bushes have been or are containerized. In the old days, we got them in what was called bare root. The roses were pruned back, had no leaves on them, had no soil on the roots. Nurseries then unbundled them, healed them in, or kind of planted them in a bed of sawdust. The customer came in, picked one out, you pulled it out. You might prune it a little more. You wrapped it up with some straw and butcher paper and sent them on their way home. Now most nurseries get their rose bushes in and pot them up in a container so that the process of getting them home is a little easier. You don't have to just hurry right home and plant them. They stay better in the nursery. The shelf life is better. The only thing we still discourage the packaged roses, the ones that you find that are all bundled up in a shrink-wrapped kind of a cellophane packing around them. Typically, it's kind of like buying a Christmas tree. You know, you go to the place and there's a big box of roses sitting out there in the parking lot baking in the full sun. I'm not an advocate for planting or buying any of those. So go to a good nursery that you can make sure that you're buying a what's called a number one graded rose. You know, it means it's got good, healthy canes, good, healthy roots, and you'll have great success. Plant them before it gets warm, and fertilize them good, plant them right, and you'll have great success with them.
Is that something, I know it's impossible to have every plant we talk about in your own personal yard.
Right.
Or do you have any rose bushes around?
You know, at the moment, I have none, simply because my landscape has gotten so big and mature, my yard. And this is another point. You've got to have a good, you know, like a half a day of sun location for roses. I've already made plans, however.
Your big trees don't allow enough.
Don't allow very much sun anymore. I had lots of rose bushes at one time. I'm down to none, but I am going to redo my front yard, hopefully this spring. And I've already got a place picked out to have a planting of some roses. Because I really do like roses. I don't think for the money there is a plant that gives you the bang for the buck as far as blooming, how long of the year they bloom, and all the attributes that roses can give you for the money. I just think they're one of the best ways to go. And especially with these new landscape shrub-type varieties that can be treated basically like a landscape plant. They're awesome.
I did do a little looking around. If you're not familiar with the Mesa Community College, they have 10,000 rose bushes throughout their campus. And they've got the Mesa Rose Society that helps maintain and care for those. The third Saturday of the month at 8 o'clock, they have a volunteer work day. But year-round, but in January and February, it's every single Saturday, 8 to 11. They better be streaming Rosie on the House while they're out there. That's all I got to say. But you can go to roses, the number 4, AZ-M. You know what? Just Google Mesa Rose Society. MEVRS.org. Yeah, just. Whew. East Mesa Valley Rose.